Nico Horning here with Chiefs manager Roberto Espinoza, head of Game 2 of 6 this week against the Timber Rattlers. Espy, thanks as always for the time. Let's start with last week. It was a series where the offense was struggling overall. We've seen it over the last couple of weeks. But on the bright side, able to even the series and come out of Beloit with three wins. What were your overall takeaways from last week's games?
Hey, Nico. Well, it was those kind of weeks that you're going to have in a long season. This is a group that has been hitting a lot since day one. So it's something that, yeah, we have to just keep on doing our routines, adjust where we need to adjust. Mike, our hitting coach, does a great job with those adjustments. And, well, this guy's going to battle. This guy's going to battle. And, well, we get 500 with 3-3 in the last week.
And this is a lineup that has seen some adjustments as of late with a couple of promotions to AA. Juan Bencho, Jesus Baez, Trey Richardson III a couple of weeks ago. How do you think the team overall has adjusted to their new spot in the order for some of them?
And that's exactly the adjustment now the club needs to make. And somebody has to step up. So, as you know, this is a minor leagues, yeah. And we are big on development. So, we already promote three key hitters in our lineup, which is great for the San Luis Cardinals organization. And thank God they also keep doing very well in Springfield. We're happy for them. And now it's just some guys that have to take those spots here. And our goal is to make sure we develop and train them and prep them for those spots that those guys used to have. But it's part of it. It's part of it, and that's exactly what the minor league is for.
It has been fun watching them in Springfield. I think, I want to say all three went deep last night with a home run, and they keep mashing. So always fun to watch that. Maybe one of the modifications has been taking what the pitcher has been giving them as of late as far as some of the guys from last night. Because all 11 hits from last night were singles. And that third inning in particular I want to bring up because you guys scored four runs on five hits, ended up taking the lead in that inning. What did that frame show about this Chiefs lineup from last night?
Well, they've been showing the whole year. They're going to compete. They're going to hit the ball. Last night, Kay McGee got another hard line drive right to the first baseman glove. So it's some stuff that happens, and it's been happening for him since day one. But this guy is a great group of hitters, and our goal is, yes, improve them and see some success here in the Chief team, but ultimately get them better and get them up to Springfield.
Jose Suarez has been hitting the ball really well in the top spot. He's now 9-for-19 since hitting in that number one leadoff position in this Chiefs lineup, coming off a really good June where he hit over 340, led the team in hits. What adjustments have you seen him make, especially from earlier in the season, as far as the contact is concerned? Because it seemed like he was striking out a little bit more earlier in the year, and he's finally adjusted to making some contact, and it's led to some really good success.
Well, part of the development plan that we have for Suarez is pitch selection, control the strike zone, and reduce swing and misses. Okay, it's part of his plan. And that's the work that he's been doing. That's something that, as an organization, we encourage a lot, and he's putting the work today. He's going to work on that again, sure. You know, on the field during our pre-game workout. And that's part of it, part of the development.
And the other asset of his game that has been really impressive has been the number of stolen bases that he's had leading the team. I think he had 9 in June as well. What has allowed him to have success on the base paths?
He's in very impressive season. He's been doing a great job overall, not just on running the bases, but also defensively. And he's, I could say he's in the best version of himself right now. And we're just going to keep pushing that standard and keep pushing him to get to a double-A version of himself. That's what we want.
Sure.
I think it's overall work that we do before the game. I think it's the whole programming that we do, the whole player plan, the amount of people that is behind every plan to improve the players. And in this case, when he's implementing those plans very well, well, you see this month, hopefully we continue with at least two more months, and hopefully he's not here by the end of the season. That's what I'm expecting, you know. But no, he's been doing great, putting the whole work, putting the time, and sticking with the plans.
Sure. I love that. And just on a side question, because Larry and I were talking about this on the broadcast last night, it seems like there's a difference between a really fast runner and a very smart base runner. How as a manager, how do you view that and how do you assess that and try and improve a base runner with their given speed that they have?
Well, everybody could be a base runner, good base runner. Everybody should be a good base runner. The speed is something that you have it or you don't, or you can improve it. If you have it, so you get an edge over a good amount of players because it's a tool. Sure. But everybody could be a good base runner. And that's something that we preach. We preach the read the situations, read the ball, read the contact, read the defense. That's part of the development, part of the instruction, the daily instruction that we have, to be honest. And again, talking about Suarez, in his case, he's not the faster player in the industry, but he's putting a lot of effort. And when you check on his metric, his speeds, sprint speed, he's not the slower either, you know. So he got a decent speed, and he's just growing as a player and growing, understanding situation where he can run and where can take extra bases. He did it last week too, turning a single into a double. Sure. With a good read of the defenders, per effort by their center fielder, and he took a double. He turned a single into a double. So those are the things that we're encouraging, and it's great to see.
Last question for you would be, it seems like team is just missing that one last hit to try and get over the hump in the back half of the ball game. Last night, a one-run loss. I know a couple of close games in Beloit. So it could be timely hitting. It could be situational hitting with runners in scoring position. What are you looking for to sort of get that outbreak from your team and get that one key hit in the ball game?
In those scenarios, we try to keep it simple. We're trying to not really get the situation into their minds and just stick with their plan, which is look for your pitch.
Yeah.
Don't spend the zone and drive the ball where you'll be the biggest part of the field, you know, trying to get your pitch to hit. So each of them got individual in plan. So we try to just stick with the plans and not try to get the situation, the game situation into their plans. Because if they execute it, if they execute their plans, we're going to have the success in any circumstances.
Sure.
So that's why we are not trying to really see a scoring position or nobody on base.
Yeah.
You should execute what you need to execute, improving your areas, and then the next guy is going to do the same thing. Yeah, looks like we got in that circumstances and that situation where we need that extra hit.
Sure.
But I'm pretty sure we got many other ones. Listen,
oh, yeah.
This is the team. I'm pretty sure they were top three in the league in hitting.
Yep.
Yeah, we're top three. We're third. So they've been doing good job overall.
And the last thing you want to see the guys do is start pressing up there because of the runners on base, right? I'm sure that's something that you're like, hey, don't dim it down a little bit, stick to your approach, and go from there.
Correct. We'd say stick to your plan. What's your plan? Everybody got a different plan. Everybody got a different area to improve. Everybody got a different area to stick with it. And, well, hopefully everybody executed and we're going to have those great games back.
Well, good luck the rest of the series. Thanks as always for the time. This is manager Roberto Espinoza with the Chiefs. I'm Nico Horning, and stay tuned coming up for more pregame action. Coach, thank you.
Anytime, Nico, anytime.